Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As the birds bring us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Gavin Harding. We're going to get Gavin back again more sooner than later. He's got a lot more to help us with and teach us and to report with us on with us as he's already promised to bring us the second quarter survey, Main Street Report, folks. So, Gavin, thank you for that. Is there anything, and by the way, he's with Experian, folks, Experian Business, Experian Decision Analytics Global Consulting Practice. He's a senior business consultant there. Experian.com, that'll take him to the credit check, checking yeah. Part. Is there a consulting website?
You know, Jim, let's not worry about the consulting website. If you're listening, go to Experian.com. There's some really good search functions in there. So I would just say get in there and explore.
Look for the Main Street Report.
For the Main Street Report, if you go into Experian.com and you put in Main Street Report.
I bet search. If you typed in Experian Main yeah. Street Report, you'd get it, folks. So, check that out. Yeah. It's in plain English. I like that about it. So check that out. Gavin, before I get over to something I've got on my mind, any last thoughts you want to give us about the report?
Yeah. You know what? I would say a couple of things. First of all, the information in the report is really good for helping your audience get a good perspective on what's happening kind of broadly in the small business sector.
They're peers, right?
Say again?
They're peers. These are reports from their peers.
Exactly. The data is based on small businesses, their peers across the U.S., across industries. So it's good. It's a little bit of a different view. Added to all the surveys and so on that we see on the web and in the media, I think it kind of adds value there. I would make one comment to your readers that I think are your listeners that's pretty important. You know what? We have the old saying, knowledge is power. There's a tremendous amount of data out there on small businesses, not only in the Main Street Report, but on your business in particular. I would say start thinking about your business and your business credit the way you think about your personal credit, right? The Experian website is pretty good for that. Mm-hmm. So be aware of it. Get your free credit report. Take a look at it and understand where you stand. This is the information that the lenders are looking at to make the decision to get the approval to give you the loan, the credit facility.
A number of years ago, Gavin, I was unbankable. A long time ago, I was unbankable. I had an independent community bank who stuck with me and helped me get bankable. I grew my business. I grew my financial situation. But all along the way, I kept up with my credit rating. I took steps to improve my credit rating to the point where it was no longer, you know, a problem. I was not only bankable. I was attractive to banks. So you can do it, folks. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes work. It's a building blocks kind of thing, isn't it?
Exactly. And there's some great advice on that website about how to do it and what to look for. And
I encourage you to do that, folks. Gavin, I want to change subjects for a second as we wrap up our visit today. As everybody knows, Wall Street has already cashed in its bonus on the Trump election. 2,000 points, 2,500 points. Or so since the election, they've already had their irrational exuberance. We're still waiting on the ka-chinging out here on Main Street, and I'm really I talk to a lot of people who believe that we're in bubble territory from an asset standpoint on Wall Street right now. We're not in bubble territory on Main Street. We're in. There's still a lot of people out here who are unemployed. I'm concerned that about the time that Main Street gets kicked off and things start going well, we'll have some kind of a correction on Wall Street, and it'll set us all back. What are your concerns? What are your thoughts on that?
Jim, I think that's a valid point. I'm going to offer you a little bit of a counterpoint. I spend a lot of time at conferences, pretty much all centered on small businesses. And there's lots of conversations about the portfolios and how they're performing and so on and so forth. Pretty much everybody involved in that space is looking at it and saying, what happens when and if the correction comes? What does it look like? How do we survive? How do we work with our customers and so on? So I can tell you that in general, there's that view. In general, there's that engagement and concern. At the high level Wall Street end, you know what, I think what we saw in 07-08 was the complete disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Right.
The rest of it. I'm not entirely convinced that gap has been bridged.
Right.
Right? So I agree with you.
I'm concerned about it, and I'm going to continue to report on it. I'm going to continue to ask you to join me to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Gavin Harding with Experian. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Boxingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.